Blender, BTB, Blender, cunt, the answer to that. You're just friendly neighborhood audio nympho. I said I would do a ramble while high, which I am, to celebrate 300 followers. And what's super special about the fact that I'm very late doing this is that as I record this, I have exactly 420 followers on Reddit, and I don't know who the hell y'all are, but I love you, and thanks. This has been cool. I don't really know what to talk about in a ramble. That's why I haven't done one. But it's been chill. I've been doing this a month. And I lurked a little bit before that, I'm sure, like just about everyone else. And it's fun, man. I mean, I enjoy doing this. And I can't promise it'll be like the same velocity. Like I went ham and posted a shit ton just because, like, I'm in quarantine and I'm stuck here, so I don't have a ton else to do right now. And yeah, I just like had the time and had like a period of insatiability where this was a fun thing. And I wanted to make sure that I had a good little assortment of audios, because I know it's annoying when you like, if you find somebody you like, and they only have like two or three audios, that's kind of a bummer. So while I have the time, I figured I would use it to make audio porn. But yeah, I definitely, you can expect me to be slowing down a little bit going forward. I do have somewhat of a life, not really. And it's been interesting just like getting to know this community. It's a big one. I just feel like there's a shit ton of talent, and like there's amazing writers and there's performers, and like I find a new performer every day that I'm like, oh shit, I should stop. But I mean, that's not why you do it, and that's, you know, anybody will tell you that. It's just fun, and it's interesting. Everybody's got a big personality, just like any other like group of performing anything. Probably shouldn't say that. Maybe I'll cut that out. I don't want to throw shade. I don't want to like, maybe I will spill tea. Maybe I will like throw in just like one very shady comment and just see if people actually listen to this. Because I don't really know who's going to. Like, I appreciate each and every person that does click on this. And I appreciate each and every person that has listened to this this long and is hearing me say this currently. I'm certainly not as articulate as I probably could be right now. But yeah, I want to know how everybody's doing. I want to know who everybody is. I want to hear from people. Like, I really have had a chill introduction to this whole community. I've heard things from, like, other performers about, you know, negative things that can happen. I have not had that experience. I feel like I've been very lucky. Everybody has been very cool to me, and everybody that has left feedback, I really appreciate it, and I listen. I do listen. I do love requests and suggestions, and I'm just very, very flaky and disorganized person. Like, especially since this is not, I have to, like, expend all my energy to keep it together in any part of my life. So this is going to be a situation where if you're really committed, like, just keep reminding me and I will do it. If I disappear for a little bit, I'll be back. And if I'm not, like, I'll say something about it. I'm not gonna ghost. And I feel like I don't have to say that much because we all have that friend that, like, you text them and they're very well-meaning, but, like, 8 days later, they're like, oh, shit, so sorry, I didn't see that. Like, let's hang out. Sorry, I didn't see your message. So, let me see. Happening on the whole inner tubes, because I really don't know what the fuck to talk about here. I just posted part two of the Goth Orchid series, part two out of three, which is fabulous. Benson Smythe's work. I hope that's how that's pronounced. That's how I pronounce it. And part three, I don't think I'm gonna make you wait another 8 days. I think it's gonna come out this week. I am gonna go disappear. I'm gonna, like, go off the grid for a week. And just, like, be amongst nature and trees and mountains and feel fresh air, because 2020, and then I'll be back. So whatever I can sort of pre-record will go out, and otherwise probably people will forget about me, and that's fine. Like, I don't really, it's, like, so impossible to know. I feel like people are always talking about, oh, how well am I doing, or how well is this post doing, or how is, you know, this audio being received by whom. And I mean, personally, if I go down that rabbit hole, I will suffer for it and, like, stop doing this, and it won't be worth it. So I mean, I pay attention to the feedback I get, and I record when I feel like it. and that's probably not going to change. But yeah, that was a high moment, because now I don't remember what I was talking about. Should I stop the recording and like go back and listen to myself, and then I'll know? Or should I just keep going? No, we're gonna be authentic, and I'm just gonna, whatever, we can talk about it in the comments if I ever listen to this before I bounce it, which I probably won't. Discord is fun, sorta. It's a little overwhelming. I'm not a super apt at social media. I think that's what I was talking about, my ineptness, but in terms of organization and time management and generally just like executive functioning. But I guess I'm just like kind of a hedonist in that sense. Like, I just kind of do what feels good. And some people might appreciate that. So, if requests are a real thing, like, I feel like I haven't heard from most of you, so I don't really know what to suggest other than like what I feel like seems popular when other people do it. So I mean, if I need to do like a request form, I could do like a Google form or something like that, if that would be more comfortable for people or palatable, just to kind of like write down what it is. I have gotten quite a few, just like people reach out to me individually with requests, and I'm still kind of figuring out how I want to work that. So if I haven't gotten back to you, it's because I sort of don't know what to tell you yet. There's a number of factors I need to take into consideration, not the least of which being how to accept payment, which I think I have decided, just like based on what I hear from people on Discord, or just what seems to be the most logical, is I have a Cash App, back towards Blender, same spelling. That's fine. And my understanding is Amazon gift cards are popular, so if that's your cup of tea, bag of chips, that works too. I can't use that for rent though, so that's something to keep in mind. And there were a couple things that, like, I tweeted, by the way, if you don't bother to read my, like, tweets or my whatever, I mean, I literally don't blame you, and you're probably smart. I have a Twitter, if you are into me being a fucking dumbass on the internet, but it's the only account where it's not like exactly this name. So it's Blander_whore. So Blander is in back towards Blander, and whore as in whore. And I try to be funny on there sometimes, but other times I just like would like feedback. So at some point I asked about stuff to ramble about, and I have 1, 2, like 4 responses. One of which I have touched on, but I'll plug again. You should go listen to the Goth Orchid series. You should definitely look out for part 3, but don't bug me about it next week because I won't be able to probably do anything. Unless you're like cool with me recording shit into my phone. Like I went, you know, like I just because I have all this shit anyway, so I try to make the quality as good as I can, but let me know if that's something that actually matters to you. It seems like a pretty heavily debated issue, to be honest, in the community. So I do enjoy music and playing music, and I am a pianist, and that's kind of like literally and figuratively in the background all the time, just because I mean, I don't know a lot of people that have audio equipment that don't engage in some kind of music making. And because my keyboard is literally behind me, and depending on my mood, like I'll jam with myself for recording. I was saying in the chat the other day, like, I definitely like to set the mood. Like, I'm very, like, Leo about it, and I like to have music and, like, put on, like, cute shit and, like, wear lipstick and perfume and make it nice, and that's part of what's fun about it for me. But yeah, music is pretty rad, and I have a couple more like music themed scripts that I'm gonna do, and that's always there in the background. And I play a lot of like church music when I'm gonna make porn because I enjoy that kind of thing. Alright, well, Shauna, I talked about music, jazz, lit. I enjoy the shit out of some out fucking jazz music. I also enjoy standards and jazz piano in particular. Like, I could go on a whole thing about, I could go on a thing about jazz piano, and I could go on a thing about jazz drum set and vocals. I'm gonna finish with that topic, though. Jerome wants to know about ice cream, and I don't really know what to say other than my favorite is coffee, probably, or like mint chip. Right now, I have, what do we have? I have the white chocolate raspberry truffle. In my freezer right now. Good stuff. And other than jazz music and ice cream, so I got a question on Twitter that I'm just gonna read. I feel like I'm like hesitant because I'm like, oh, maybe they don't want it like broadcast, but then I'm like, I don't, they wouldn't have put it on Twitter, so that's fine. Speaking as a guy, please discuss the male obsession with squirting, because deep down we're dying for explicit physical evidence of female orgasm. Sure, there are strong tells, but show me a man who can fake an orgasm. Retrograde emissions don't count. I mean, I find it statistically improbable that there are not male performers on GWA or like in the audio porn world that haven't faked an orgasm and done so like convincingly enough that we haven't noticed. And that is testament to a lot of the talent I personally have witnessed, listened to. Lately, I feel like I listen to more women performers because I'm looking for like inspiration or like tips or whatever. But I feel like most people, you get into this through a certain avenue, and so I definitely can shout out some male and female performers. There are certainly, I can think of a few specifically, MDOM, just because that was like my entrance. Now I listen more to female performers just because I'm thinking more introspectively when I listen now, which is like, as soon as you start doing something, you can't listen to it the same way, which is just sort of a trade-off, but it's fine. But yeah, I mean, I think that surely that is a thing that you can do. It's possible. Squirting, same deal. Surely can happen. Discuss the male obsession. I feel like I can't really discuss the male obsession because I am a cis female, and that is a female identifying person assigned female at birth. So I mean, I consider it an achievement. Like, I'm very happy with you if you can make me do that. And so, why not be obsessed with it? Do it. Make her squirt. It's fun. I enjoy making a female squirt. I think that most women can. I mean, I don't know this. I think that it's likely that women that have not could, just based on what I know about gender and sexuality and history and sociology, which is not very much at all. How long have I been talking? Want me to shuffle shit around my desk for a bit? Yeah. So, you know, one of my porn audios length worth of just like me being a dumbass and saying thank you so much, because I would not still be doing this if I hadn't received like the warmest welcome imaginable, and really enjoyed myself. So I enjoyed meeting you. More of you, come talk to me.